Rabbi Herbert Friedman was a Zionist rabbi of the 20th century. In his collection at the American Jewish Archives, one can find a small folder which contains many notes, famous quotes, and a conversation between soldiers in the barracks in an army base near Denver, Colorado. On the front of this folder are two dates of services that Rabbi Friedman wrote sermons for: October 28, 1943, for a service at the Episcopal St. John's Cathedral in Denver, Colorado, and October 31, 1943, for a group of soldiers at a base near Denver. These two dates are significant because Rabbi Friedman was so inspired by this interfaith dialogue regarding Zionism. Ultimately, his inspiration led him to write these two sermons, opening up the opportunity for more dialogue between Jews and non-Jews, not only on what Zionism was, but how important the State of Israel, a homeland for the Jews, would be. From Rabbi Friedman's handwritten notes, we read this story. One of the Catholic soldiers asked, "What is Zionism?" With the whole barracks listening in, one of the Jewish soldiers replied, "It's where a Jew goes, so that when he goes there, he feels that they have to take him in." This made such an impression on the young soldiers, as one of the older soldiers replied, "That's home." The first soldier in turn replied, "That's what I meant to say." As his notes show, Rabbi Friedman was so intrigued and excited by this conversation, he decided to create a sermon centered on the meaning and history of Zionism. He used a definition of Zionism by Louis Brandeis. Rabbi Friedman then explained that Zionism arose as an attempt to solve the Jewish problem in the world, and he used a quote from Robert Sold, as well as a supportive quote by the Archbishop of Canterbury in 1939, in which the Archbishop concluded by saying, "A national home in Palestine surely means that there should be a place where the Jews would be able to fulfill their aspirations in a territory in which they had some autonomous control." Rabbi Friedman continued his sermon by speaking about the history and aspirations of millions of Jews for 2,000 years with regards to returning to their ancient homeland in Palestine. According to Friedman, it has a philosophy, the spiritual center of Jewish culture. It has a psychology, the self-respect and dignity both for Palestinian residents and for Jews in the Galut. As to the main argument against Zionism, the dual loyalty of Americans, Rabbi Friedman used another Brandeis quote that suggested Zionism was consistent with American patriotism. Brandeis's quote by Friedman ended with, "Every American Jew who aids in advancing the Jewish settlement in Palestine, though he feels that neither he nor his descendants will ever live there, will likewise be a better man and a better American for doing so." Rabbi Friedman explained that every American president since Woodrow Wilson had supported the movement for a Jewish homeland in Palestine. His concluding statement was, "Some say it is the only solution of the Jewish people. At least it is one aspect of the solution." Herbert A. Friedman was a man determined to see the Jewish people have a homeland in the land of Israel, regardless of how he had to go about achieving this goal.